Okay, so the Daf Samach Vav, the most famous part of Ksuba Samach Vav is the Maisa, which is Agarta, at the end of Samach Vav Mid Beis, with the Maisa of Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he's traveling and he sees the daughter of Nachman ben Gurion, who is supposed to be a very wealthy man, and he's seeing his daughter is collecting, she's very, very poor, she's collecting food from the dung of the animals, and so Yochanan ben Zakkai says, what happened? And so she explains that her father lost all his money, and her father-in-law also lost all his money. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says a very strange thing. He says, "Ashreichem Yisrael, that bisman she'osim retono shel makom ein kol uma v'lashon sholetes bohem." That it's Ashreichem Yisrael. It's praiseworthy of Klai Yisrael that when we're doing retono shel makom, we're doing ratzon Hashem, then nobody can conquer us, and we're able to do great things. But bisman she'ein osim retono shel makom mosrun biyad uma shefela v'lo biyad uma shefela el biyad behemton shel uma shefela. And also seemingly Ashreichem Yisrael, it's also praiseworthy of Klai Yisrael that when we're not doing Osem Ratzon Hashem Makom, we're not doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then things don't go so well, and we're even under the behemos of the Umas HaOlam. And so the Marsha asks the Kasha, but why is that second half really Ashreichem Yisrael? Ein Achanami, the first half, when we do the Ratzon Hashem, then no one can conquer us. That's amazing. That definitely is Ashreichem Yisrael. But why is the fact, like this daughter of Nachman ben Gurion, that she's so poor, she has to look for food in the most disgusting places, why is the second half really called Ashreichem Yisrael? So the Marsha, there's a general mahalich in the Baalei Musar and Baalei Machshava. The Marsha's particular formulation is that general the Umos HaOlam are their tachas, the Mazalos and the Sarim. They have an intermediary between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Klal Yisrael, we're in Mazalei Yisrael, there's no intermediary, it's just us directly, direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that comes with Milas and Chisronos. It means that when we're doing Ratzon Hashem, then we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's going to be a unique nuclei high Mila. At the same time, that means that when we're not Osim Ratzon HaShem Makom and we disconnect ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, then we can go even farther down. So the fact that we see how bad Klai Yisrael can become when we don't do the Ratzon Hashem is actually Megala, an incredible Maila of Klai Yisrael, that we have this direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no intermediary, there's no Sarim and Mazalos, unlike the Umos HaOlam, we have a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes with the advantages as well as the disadvantages. What? Right, yeah, so I guess so, yeah. So by seeing how low we can become, it must be that there's no mazel. I would have thought that maybe if we disconnect ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least we have mazalo, so we, you know, maintain like the Umos HaOlam. The fact that we go even lower is mashma, so that there is no mazalo, and there's no
set. Going as low as Klai Yisrael?
In theory, I guess if there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then mazel, we would have been protected from going to the negative, and the fact that there's no mazel, no intermediaries, that's what's seemingly megala. But the more broad approach, which is the Maharal and others, is just the general idea, the general yisod, that the more kedusha and the stronger maila something has, so the greater the pesul can be. The greater the pesul can be. If you have more kedusha and you have a stronger and you're on a higher madrega than everything else, then you're able to go to lower depths, which is usually it's a mutzer verda, hashkafa verda, about how incredible Klai Yisrael are, the gavlus ha'adam, which is a very important thing. This is a chabura. So how is that a chabura? What's the chabura behind Ashreichem Yisrael, that we're not Osim Shana Shalmakum? It's Megala that really we do have incredible godless. So I saw Rav Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Tov in Klal Vav. He points out that there are several places in Shas where we see in Halakha, in Sugyas, that this is really true. I'll start from the simple to the less simple. Most basic, I thought of myself, was Shlishi Lituma and Revi'i Lituma. You know that you can touch a mace, you become an avatuma, that can extend to a risho and to a sheni, but not any stam food. Your cookies can't become a stam cookies from the chabura, can't become a shlishi l'tumah. You know what can become a shlishi l'tumah? Only truma, and a revi'i l'tumah, a next step down, only kachin. That's a very simple halachic example where we see the greater kedusha something has, the more susceptible it is to tuma. That stam chulin can't become a shlishi, can't become a revi. Truma is a higher madriga, so it can become to a lower level of tuma. And kachin, which has an even higher madriga, can become to an even lower level of tuma. So that's a very simple halachic example where the more kedusha something has, the more intense the soul is going to be, and the more kedusha, the more tuma that it can be susceptible to as well. Another example he brings is from Bechoros Mem Zayin. So Bechoros Mem Zayin talks about the concept, which we somewhat came up a bit in Yevamos as well, that a nivola l'pasola. In general, if a woman is nivola to a man who's pasol, that can pasol her to truma. So we think about a kohenes who's supposed to be able to eat truma, nivalala pasala, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. But the Gemara in Bechoros takes it a step further, a giant step further. And Gemara says that if a kohenes is nivalala pasala, not only can she not eat truma anymore, but she also, right, a kohen is also a levi, she also loses her levia status, and she also can't eat her maiserishin anymore. And Tosfos over there asked, why? Think about a regular levia. If a regular woman who's a levi is nivala lapasala, she can still eat maizer rishon. So in a chanami, she loses truma. If she would marry a kohen, she won't be able to eat truma. But a regular levia who's nivala lapasala is still allowed to eat maizer rishon. So why is it that a kohenes who's nivala lapasala loses her kahuna status and her levia status, if an actual levia who's nivala lapasala would not even lose her levia status by being nivala lapasala? So Tosfos says a certain way of saying it, and Rav Fengel says that it's part of the same broader idea that since the kohenes has kehuna and she has a higher level of kedusha, she's on a higher madriga, therefore it's more fragile, and that she can even lose everything just from the fact that she becomes nivala lapasala. A levia is also has kedusha but less kedusha, so therefore she'll still keep it if that the soul isn't going to be as intense. But a kohenes is on a higher madriga, has more to lose and can even lose her levia. Another example he brings is by dichui. Right, dichui is generally by karbanos. We learned this kachin, so we know more from Masechet Sukkah about dichui by mitzvos. Dichui is the concept that if you have a chefta shel mitzvah, by mitzvos, if you have a chefta shel mitzvah, and it gets a certain psul, so you can't use, right, the hadas as an example in Sukkah, Lamed Gimel. You have a hadas that's puzzle, you can't use it when it's puzzle. Let's say the psul goes away, so then I should be able to use the hadas. The concept of dichui would suggest that even if the reason for the psul goes away, it's nidcha legamre, and perhaps if it got a psul, even if the psul goes away and you get rid of the psul, it would still be puzzle. That's the general concept of dichui. It becomes clear from the sugya that there's really two different cases of dichui. One is dichui meikara, and one is nirav nidche. Dichui meikara, right, the hadas is it's puzzle if you have too many berries on your hadas. We usually have no berries on our hadas. If you have too many berries on your hadas, that hadas is going to be puzzle. So you could have dichui meikara, where your hadas sugya began, and your hadas already has all these berries. So it entered the yontif as being a puzzle hadas. Or it could be that yontif started, it was a kasher hadas, and it didn't have too many berries. And then on yontif, the psul came. And Chazal are clearly mechalik that dichui meikara is not as bad. If the hadas entered yantif as a pasul hadas, that's much more kal, it's much more lenient, and we'll say that if the psul goes away, then it can become a kasher hadas. But if it was nireh v'nidcheh, if it started off, it entered sukkis as a kasher hadas, and then a psul came on, so that psul is going to be harder to get rid of. As Rav Yosef Engel says, it's the same exact yisod. The kasher hadas entered sukkis on a higher madriga, you could have used it for the mitzvah, and then it got a psul, that psul is going to be even worse than if it was nidcheh meikara. The fact that it started off on a higher madriga makes the psul even more intense and even harder to get rid of, and therefore it would be nidcheh legamre, would be more chamor than if it was nidcheh meikara. And the last example that I like a lot was meshachachma. Meshachachma and Parshas Bishalach. And Pasuk of Adi Avoram Cha Hashem Adi Avoram Zu Kanisa. Meshachachma tries to understand the Rambam. The Gemara has a machlokes in several different places about Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shniya, whether the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is a Kitcha L'Shaita or is a Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. And the Gemara has a machlokes by both of those. Is Kedusha Rishona by Bias Rishon, after the Churban, was the Kedusha still intact on Eretz Yisrael, or was the Kedusha, did the Kedusha go away? Was it only the Shaita? Was it only temporary? So the Gemara says that the Rambam, there's different Shitos in the Rishonim by some of these, but the Rambam Shita is that Kedusha Rishona, that they bias Rishon when Yeshua entered and eventually they led to the bias Rishon, that Kedusha was only the Shaita. But Kedusha Shnia, when Ezra came up, and then the Beit Lehis Mikdash, and then after that Churban, that was Kitchel La'asad Lava. That's the Klal of the Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Kedusha Rishona was only temporary, Kitchel La'shaita. But Kedusha Shnia was Kitchel La'asad Lava. What's the reason for the Chiluk? Why should Kedusha Rishona be temporary and Kedusha Shnia be permanent? So the Rambam's mahalach is that there's a difference between how we conquered Eretz Yisrael in both of those situations. Then Kedusha Rishona was kibush, that Yehoshua entered and there was a real conquering going on, that we conquered the lands. And by Ezra, the second time around, there was a chazaka. We just kind of settled and we just kind of lived there. And that was how we how the Kedusha got there. So the Rambam's mechalik that for some reason, that the first time it was kibush and the second time it was chazaka. And for some reason, kibush can be undone. So you conquer lands, you can unconquer them when they kick you out. But chazaka is everlasting. Because if Mishnah leaves it as Tzarachian, doesn't really understand why is Kibush worse than Chazakah. That's the approach of most, try to understand why is Kedusha Rishona temporary and Kedusha Shnia is permanent. So the general approach would be to say that Kedusha Rishona was temporary because it was a weaker Kedusha, and Kedusha Shnia was permanent because it was a stronger Kedusha. But the Meshach Chachma says exactly the opposite based on this same Yesod. Why was Kedusha Rishona temporary? Because Kedusha Rishona was a more intense Kedusha. We entered with the Aron and we entered with the Shechina. That was a more intense Kedusha, and that's the reason why it was only Kitcha L'Shaita. Because when you're on a higher Madrega and the Kedusha is even more intense, then the soul is going to be even worse. And it's only going to be Kitcha L'Shaita. You can lose that Kedusha. But the second entrance with Ezra was a lower level of Kedusha, and therefore that's going to last forever. Why? Because it's better? No, because it was a lower level of Kedusha, therefore it's going to be... the soul isn't going to be as bad. So it's all this same mahalach. I think this is an attempt of a chabura based on an agarata. We see from the Marsha and the Maral over here, why is it Ashrechem Yisrael that when we see the daughter of Nachman ben Gurion, that that's a good thing? So the mahalach was that when we see how low we can be, that's megala, how amazing Klai Yisrael and the Kedusha that Klai Yisrael really does have. And we see that by the Shlishi Litoma and the Revi Litoma. We see that by the Kohenes, that when she loses, when she's Nivalol Apostola, she even loses her Leviyah. We see that from the fact that Nira v'nidche is even worse than Dichi Meikara. And the Meshach Chachma says, we see it also, the reason why Kedusha Rishona was only Kitcha L'Shaita is because it was a greater level of Kedusha, therefore it was even more fragile, just like Klai Yisrael, Ashrechem Yisrael.